Well, after an independent review into Sasol's U.S. project, we've seen quite a few executives step down, with joint CEOs Bongani Mkhwebaba and Stephen Cornell resigning as the group attempts to reset leadership and restore trust. Joining me on the line now to discuss what this means for the company moving forward is Peter Major from Mergence Corporate Solutions. Thanks so much, Peter, for joining us on the line this evening. So as I say, we've had the joint CEOs falling on their swords after an independent review of the company's very disastrous project in the U.S. Was this inevitable? Is a leadership reset what the company needs to win back shareholder confidence?
Man, that's a hard call. My knee-jerk reaction is yes, because this thing's been very managed for quite a few years now. Are these the gentlemen who've done most of the damage? No, I don't think so. The guy who does most of the damage usually gets out early with the most money, something like we saw with Old Mutual when they went overseas, and quite a few overseas disasters when a South African company tries to set up a big operation offshore. So it's amazing that the share price went up this much just based on two executives resigning. I can't believe that was the full reason for the share price. But it means action's going to be taken and people are going to be held accountable. And that's always good news.
The surprise, though, Peter, comes on the back of the fact that one wonders how much of a reset button has been hit. We've got the new CEO, Fleetwood Grobler, Executive Vice President of Chemicals in the company, now taking over as President and CEO of Sasol from next month. And yes, accountability of Lake Charles only fell directly under him from May this year. But surely some of the project oversight fell within his ambit, too.
Yeah, it does, but you're never really sure how much, and I don't know. I'm not good on this company. This has got to be the most complex resource company in the sector. To me, this thing makes Billiton and Anglos look easy to analyze, and they're taking on such a huge, tremendous project. It's out of their depth. It's out of their area. You know, whenever you're spending money in America from here, you're going to bleed. Whenever you're spending money from here in Australia, you're going to bleed. And just like how Anglos bled, they're an international company trying to do a project in Brazil. So I'm not sure who forecast genuinely that how successful they were going to be there at Lake Charles. But I was so wary of it. I've just seen this happen too many times in my life, and it's gone like my worst nightmare. And we're not even sure when this thing gets running.
Yeah, and like you say, Peter, you know, you forecast this right at the beginning. And what all of this that was revealed today puts the spotlight on is lack of governance structures in place, where managers didn't provide accurate cost and schedule estimations in the first place. How surprised are you at the extent to which things were left to spiral before the reins got pulled again?
You know, without trying to be cute, this is a microcosm of what's gone on in this country. And you can say Sasol is a product of this country, but there was a lot of government interference in this company's senior execs this whole millennium. And that has knock-on effects. You know, it was almost like the South African rugby team 8 years ago. People were saying, who's second-guessing Jake White? And he was getting called in, and he was being managed as much by Parliament as he was by anybody else. And it's convoluted. When you have people in and out, in and out. When people are being hired because you have to get BE credits or you have to get an international person, you think. And it's a long, long list. I feel sorry for the guys still there because they've got a big job getting this thing right.
Yeah, and what they've now got to put into gear is what they're calling consequence management. It's been, of course, a company plagued by, as we've highlighted, delays and technical problems. It's wreaked havoc on Sasol's share price. The company's lost, 44% of its value over the past year. Are you buying into the opportunity it presents right now, or are you waiting it out for a bit yet?
You know what? I think you could have bought this year, and if you were wrong, you didn't deserve to get kicked or hit, because this thing, when it's trading relative, well, just its share price is where it was 15 years ago. But you can't just go on the share price. But looking at it relative to the ALSI, it's only been down here once in 19 years, and it didn't stay down at this bond up level too much. So on a relative basis to oil, on a relative basis to ALSI, nobody should be faulted for trying to pick up some here. because it still has the possibility of going up, and you're getting it about as low as you're going to get it relative, unless there's a complete meltdown. So, yeah, I've been nibbling at a few down here because it's just, to me, it's just fallen too much, and I don't believe it's irrecoverable, but I don't think it's going to shoot right up.
More broadly speaking, Peter, does it make you even more cautious about companies that show an over-exuberance in their investments? I mean, you touched on Anglo-American right at the top and its latest venture into Peruvian copper. It's actually called that a license to print money. And, you know, that immediately, starts blinging on the radar screen.
Look, the exuberance does. Whenever you see big exuberance, as you say, Alicia, I petrify. I freeze in my steps. And I think you've seen Anglo's really taking a much more cautious approach to the big Peruvian copper mine. They say it's juicy, it's got mega returns, but we want to go 50-50 on this. And that shows a lot of prudence compared to where they were 10 years ago. Well, that's a good sign.
Let's leave it there, Peter. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Peter Major is with Mergence Corporate Solutions.